fear and increase the risk of a crash. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just in time for April Fool's Day.
Interesting. Wait a minute. You can't fool me that easily.
You gotta be kidding me.
You know what they say. Fool me once, strike one. But fool me twice, strike three.
It's no April Fool's joke.
I am ready to face any challenges that might be foolish enough to face me.
This ain't no time for this here foolishness.
You're not fooling me.
Hey, Scoop, I think we fooled him.
Oh, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
The Blind Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Sometimes at Title IV we use the term rocket scientist in jest, and I'm going to use that term here. But first, let me ask Pamela and Jay, have you ever been to a tourist spot that you thought was way overrated? You know, something you heard about, wanted to see, got there, and it turned out to be a big disappointment?
Yeah.
Yes. New York City, I thought was way hyped, and it was very dirty.
What year was that?
2019.
Okay. I totally understand why you would feel that way, mm-hmm. because... And I'm sorry, I'm not getting this political, but when Rudy and Trump cleaned it up, I was there in 82. And the difference from the time Rudy Giuliani became mayor and Trump invested and built Trump Towers, it was a different world. And now, you know, it's back to high crime and pushing people in front of subway cars. That makes sense. How about you?
I've talked about this before. It was when I went to Los Angeles and actually went to Hollywood. And got to, you know, the Chinese theater there and everything and all of it. And it was, the whole place was just run down.
There again.
Yes. That would disappoint me to see too.
You went there as well?
I haven't been. Okay. But that is something that when I was a kid, that was cool and I always wanted to see it.
I thought it'd be great. Then we got there. It was like, wow, it's kind of a dump.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of all run down. Like when they framed that theater, they frame it in such a way that you don't see what's to the left of it and what's to the right of it.
Right.
Because all it is shut down places that have boards and graffiti And
yeah, that would be a bummer.
And just like New York.
Right.
Have I mentioned that I used to work for the group Styx?
Once or twice, I think.
Because in passing. When I did, I was out in L.A. a lot. And for extended periods. And I loved it. And it was great. And it wasn't dirty. And it wasn't run down. That's where I had the first Whataburger. They had just, you know, launched those.
Whataburger or In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah. In-N-Out.
I'm sorry. In-N-Out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the girls at A&M Records said, well, you got to try this. And it's so funny because everybody in L.A. thought if you came from Chicago, you were a gangster.
I could see that.
They just thought everybody was Al Capone. That's what they knew.
Yeah, yeah. Chicago was mafia land.
Yeah.
And me, I'm just so intimidating, right?
That's where all the, that's where most of the family, that and New York were the family, you know.
Right.
Chicago, mostly.
Yeah. Al Capone. We owe him that. Why are we talking? Oh, you mentioned those places. All right. The top five overrated tourist attractions in America, and we'll count them from the bottom up. Let's do it that way.
Number five.
Lombard Street in San Francisco.
Never been there.
That's the one that winds back and forth? Yeah.
Until you're there and you're driving down it, it's pretty amazing that somebody even conceived and they planned and built an area that has a street like that in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blast. Of course, they hate it because too many people come there just to say, hey, drove down Lombard Street.
Exactly.
Try doing that in a snowstorm. I went one of the rare snows in San Francisco.
I was about to say, a snowstorm in San Francisco.
It snowed there.
I know it did.
On one of my trips, and it was like, oh, my God. And the whole city is hills.
Yeah.
Yes.
So people were parking on the street, and their cars were sliding down into the car behind them. It was really a mess. Times Square. Again, that goes to what you said.
Definitely.
In the late 80s, early 90s, Times Square was awesome. Plymouth Rock. Now, it is just a rock. But when you think about the people that stepped on that rock. And by the way, it's at the same level it was 500 years ago.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Rising. Mm-hmm. Where's the rising? Whoa! The rising seas. Further up the list.
Number two.
Vegas. Never had the desire to go there.
I've been
Me
there.
Neither.
I wasn't disappointed by it. I was disappointed in the hotel I was in, but I wasn't disappointed by Vegas at all.
Which one was that?
The
Red Roof?
I don't want to shame other hotels, but it was... it was the Excalibur.
Ah.
The outside is all castle-like.
Yes, right.
The inside is very...
Tom Bodette-ish.
My grandparents worked at a Motel 6, so I don't necessarily want to say that, but go lower.
Whoa.
Go.
Wow.
Cinderella Inn. If for those of you from back in the Prattville days, a long time ago, there was the Motor Lodge or whatever it was. It was, it's, the inside was just the dirtiest. It was massively gross.
I'm sorry to hear
and
that.
And I didn't have a choice in the hotel pickings.
Was it like a big nerd convention or something?
No, it was actually a radio thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that's a big name place. You would expect it to be, you know.
The view to the view to the Grand across the way was really nice, and there was this giant okay, so the MGM Grand's that big pyramid and the big hotel. So on the side of that hotel, lengthwise, from the top of it all the way to the ground, was a full-on Britney Spears, because she was doing Vegas at that time.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, this goes back to 2000, oddly enough, 2001.
Wow.
November of 2001 is when I was out there.
Man.
Oh, wow.
Because 9/11 had just happened, and security was... In fact, and I've told this story before, the day I flew out was the day some dude ran through the Atlanta airport with a gun and caused massive delays. This is November of 2001, so everybody was on high alert, and they had to evacuate Hartsfield Airport because of this. Mm. The flight got delayed. We were originally scheduled to leave at like 10 that morning, didn't leave until 6 that night out of Montgomery.
Well, it's a good thing that we have TSA to protect us. This just happened yesterday. Listen to this American Airlines passenger.
You're under arrest for PI.
Okay, now you're under arrest.
Yeah.
What did I do exactly?
You're under arrest for public intoxication.
What did I do? Stop!
All right.
Stop!
We're trying to do it through this.
I have a recording! Pieces of mediocre your life. You make yourself feel good, making grand here. You feel good your wife with your 5-inch.
Are you done yet?
No, stand up.
Okay, stand up.
Man, so public intoxication?
Okay. Yeah, this, again, you get somebody like this on a plane in that cramped quarters, everybody's on edge to begin with in this.
Yeah, you don't want that stuff.
She mocked police officer about their salary height, and
oh,
you
she
heard
mocked
the
yeah,
5-inch thing.
She mocked, all right.
And then she peed herself.
Oh, man, in protest?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. But I'm so glad that they've been able to weed those people out when you're getting on a flight. Time is 8:11. And all of that chaos. Wow, that was a lot of chaos, too. Brought to you by Appliance Security. Mark and Vicky with 4 decades of experience. Two of the best people who ever worked with on anything. And they save you money on monthly monitoring starting at under $30. So if you're interested, 279-8338 for home, business, or property. 279-8338, their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industry-leading warranties. Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
You've seen them on the streets, wandering, frightened, and confused, completely unaware that today is April 1st.
I was told there was a loss of gravity on the east side of town, and that small children were floating away.
Maybe you thought to yourself, one day I'll help.
I was told there was a new pet tax, and I had to bring my dog in to be weighed.
But the victims of April Fool's Day pranks don't have until the 12th of never. They need your help now.
Then I heard there was a gravity surge on the west side of town, and the traffic was at a standstill.
For just pennies a day, you can provide help to those who need it most. For more information, call 1-800-SEND-ME-A-CALENDAR.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
We're going to change format. Right after SRN News. At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Cool.
At least some of the illegal aliens allegedly involved in a riot along the southern border overrunning National Guard troops in Texas recently have reportedly been ordered released by a judge. Nashville police hunting for a 46-year-old suspect in a deadly Easter Sunday shooting happened at an eatery in the city's Salem Town neighborhood. It involved two men. One man was killed. Several other people were injured in the shooting. More than a half dozen young people, ranging in age from 12 to 17, shot and wounded over the weekend in downtown Indianapolis. Heavy-duty cranes are on the job, removing the wreckage of the Key Bridge from the Baltimore Harbor Channel. And UPS will become the primary air cargo provider for the United States Postal Service. The company says it has an air cargo contract from the post office, expanding the existing partnership between the two. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The best bagpipes of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. The Bag.
The Bag.
The number one at-work station for the best in bagpipes, The Bag. Now, back to Tam O'Shanter.
You said you wanted more bagpipe music on the radio, and we heard you. How you doing, everybody? It's Tam taking you through the next few hours. Coming up in a commercial-free bag block, the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, an old favorite from the Highland Bagpipes. But first, let's go to Angus. He's holding on the bag line.
Listen to me, lad. I've been waiting my whole life for a station like this. This is great. It's my dream come true.
Glad you love it. What do you want to hear, bud?
I didn't give a crap as long as it's got bagpipes in it.
All right, we'll just stick around for that.
Good times and great bagpipes. Your home for continuous bagpipe favorites. Ray Pipin is in the bag.
This one's for you, Angus. The Green Hills of Tyrol on your bagpipe station, The Bag.
And welcome to The Bag. 8:16 on News Talk 93.1 FM for a Monday morning. Rich has got the forecast here, but he is on spring break and will be out the whole week. So we have invited Pamela from AMS Studios and Bradfield to join us. You've been awesome this morning.
I've had a good time.
Yeah.
We're just hanging out.
And you're coming back.
Yes, I'll be back Friday.
If there was any doubt, now you know you're coming back. We did reach out to Susan Woody.
Bite me!
I was hoping she could make it.
I know.
We haven't had a...
We could use some fixing.
You said you've been here 10 years?
10 years, yes.
So, you would have caught some of that if you were...
Can I give her a sample?
When was the last time she was here? When was the last time that we did a morning show with her together?
I don't know, but there were medications I was able to stop taking.
Probably same for her as well.
Hey.
No, that's nothing to do with you, man.
Here's a glimpse into the Susan Woody era.
It's not your usual morning show.
Listen, Toots, are at least 10, maybe 12 people still flourishing in their Miami radio careers because they started with me.
Does that mean that one day I'll be big time?
You might be a little bit old for that.
You are with me. You are in the passenger seat of my rocket to success. How's that rocket doing?
Houston, we have a problem.
All right.
That was clever.
Greg and Susan, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on News Talk 107.9 FM.
Wow, it's a lot changed since then.
That is.
It was Susan and Greg, first of all. Yeah, she had a nervous breakdown and...
God, don't throw... She's never going to come back if you do something like that.
Just put it all out there.
She's expecting it. No, she will.
She's expecting the nervous breakdown.
No, she's expecting... She's going to join us.
I would have loved that if she could have, just because we have it, yeah.
There was that morning when we were recollecting something. I did a Clark Griswold and said, God rest her soul.
Yeah.
And I thought you were going to die.
Just because it was the first time you'd done that.
A story about a runaway saw blade that almost sliced a guy in half, but I don't know if I have time because we're way behind. Got Rich's forecast here in a minute. This segment of the show brought to you by our friends at Adams Drugs. Time for local service. And by that, I mean people, when you spend money at Adams Drugs, whether you're picking up prescriptions, over-the-counter medicine, visiting the gift shops, or getting yourself a Coke and a candy bar, whatever makes you feel better, you are going to be spending money where 75 cents of every dollar stays in our local economy. It's about a third of that with the large chains. And people who are just there to build relationships and make sure that you get the best customer service possible. So if you're tired of being stuck in long drive-through lanes or getting an eye roll when you ask a question, or you're told, well, now you got to come inside because you're asking a question and we don't do those at the drive-through. Just forget it. Do business locally and with a group of people that will make you feel appreciated and will go that extra mile for you to save you money on copays and so forth. That's the way they do it. There are 12 locations, so anybody within the sound of my voice can visit one, four of which have health clinics, like the one up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael. If you need a flu shot or a shingles shot, you can get those. Visit adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. Our backward song contest for REO Speedwagon tickets, the concert is tomorrow. So make sure if you participate, you're able to go.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
There is a bill that passed just before Easter in the Alabama House with a unanimous vote. It now heads over to the state Senate. It eliminates a pardon or parole for a sex offender of children. This bill is called Aaron's Law. It's named after a child who had to testify years later about the sexual abuse he endured in order to keep the offender behind bars and not released on parole. Agencies that work with the child victims in order to prepare to be a witness and to recover from the trauma are in full support of this bill. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
This week, leaders from Birmingham Southern College will be holding meetings to help students explore their transfer options after the school plans to close down at the end of May. BSC President Daniel Coleman sent an email to all students reassuring them that the Board of Trustees, as well as the staff, are committed to a smooth transition and are very sympathetic to the current feelings of frustration, anger, and grief over the decision to close down. Birmingham Southern College has been open for 168 years. Samford University is a private college in Birmingham. Their most recent annual report for 2023 showed a record-breaking enrollment of first-year students in the fall. That was a total of 1,080 students. The report also showed 15 years of consecutive growth in undergraduate enrollment. For 2023, the university had a total of 5,791 students. The Mobile Playhouse in the Park will be performing a drama about the life of Helen Keller this coming April 5th through the 14th. Keller grew up in Tuscumbia, Alabama, as a blind and deaf child who was amazingly taught to communicate by her teacher, Annie Sullivan. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Injured in a car wreck? I'm Johnny Adams, the attorney you need to know.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, REO Speedwagon tickets coming up right after. George Strait. Good body, everyone.
All my eggs is too expensive. My eggs is costing me all my hard-earned money. Yeah, all my eggs is too expensive. And that's why
the this was the most expensive Easter in history, and by quite a margin, not just eggs, but the cost of chocolate. Scott, I was shocked putting together some Easter stuff.
I did three Easter baskets, and it was expensive.
Cadbury eggs.
Yeah.
They were 79 cents. And you couldn't expect to get a deal on those before Easter. But after Easter, we got a picture somewhere on social media. We had this giant basket. We must have had like 300 of those eggs.
That was a ton.
And we bought them for a quarter each right after Easter.
Mm-hmm.
We had cash in there for some reason, too, but I can't remember why. I'll find it. That plus the cost of eggs this year made it an expensive Easter. So wouldn't somebody like to win like a dinner and a show package where you can go to a concert and enjoy some great food just for knowing something? That's the deal here at 826.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game is the backwards song contest. You're going to hear a few seconds of a song going backwards. If you can identify it, immediately pounce on the phone like a cat on a fat mouse and call 272-9228 and give us the title of this. All right. Here's your second taste. Two seven two nine two two eight. You watch people will pounce and know this.
That's it. It's just that's an REO Speedwagon song and it's backwards. I think you can figure it out. But if you want tickets, you've got to be able to go tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You don't have to pick the tickets up because we're gonna email those to you, but you've got to be able to attend the show tomorrow night.
All right, let's see if we can find ourselves a winner here. Good morning. Who are we speaking with? You know, a little bicarb and you'll be able to get rid of that.
They hung up.
272-9228.
Yep, they're back.
All right, take two.
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Brian.
Hey, Brian. You want to go see REO Speedwagon, right?
I like REO Speedwagon. Was that Take It on the Run?
Nope. That was not it.
No, I'm sorry, but you're welcome to take another guess. 272-9228. I thought this one would be easy. But I am wrong.
The show?
I often am.
Oh, okay.
272-9228.
There you go.
Who do we have?
Buddy
B. Buddy.
Hey, Greg, I'm gonna say Roll with the Changes.
Wow.
That was a hard one.
Dog on it.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes, thanks for trying, buddy.
I thought it was going to be too easy.
No.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. So we'll give you a little longer hint. All right, try it now, 272-9228. Hi, who are we speaking with here?
Hey, what's your name?
Greg.
Yes.
How about Riding the Storm Out?
No. Sorry. It's not. 272-9228.
Good contest.
Don't look at me when you say good contest.
That was not a dig. I was just like, I thought this was gonna be done quick.
Yeah. It usually
now
is.
You have to look up the lyrics and read it backwards on air.
Yeah, to replicate the sound. Let's try this one here. Good morning. Welcome to our show.
Yes, Keep It on the Run.
Sorry, it's Take It on the Run. It's not.
What did he call it?
Keep It on the Run. 272-9228. Maybe some morning we'll do it. I'll tell you what. So I will watch the phones while you tell everybody about Heirloom Jewelers.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Yeah, let me tell you about Heirloom Jewelers. It is a one-of-a-kind jewelry store here in Montgomery because all they sell is one-of-a-kind jewelry. These are pieces. I mean, it's heirloom. It's in the name. Pieces that have been passed down generation after generation after generation. So you're looking at pieces that are basically 100 years old, maybe even older than that. If you just want proof, just go to their website, heirloomjewelers.com. You will see the individual items there that he has on offer, and you'll get the history. And I'm talking a detailed history of these pieces, especially because they are usually not made from one piece. They are a couple of different pieces put together to make the jewelry. And so you'll get information on all the pieces used, where they came from, the age on everything there. Troop Booth knows his stuff, and he's the only guy there. Now, they're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it's by appointment only because, again, like I said, you're only going to be dealing with Troop Booth.
He's the owner, the operator. His grandparents opened the store, and it's just been, just like the jewelry, it's been passed down generation after generation. So give him a call at 260-0066, and you'll talk directly to him. When he calls you back, it's going to be him. When you get a text, it's going to be him. 260-0066. They're located on Vaughn Road, just by Watchman Drive there. Find them on Facebook, Instagram, and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
Hi.
At 8:30, we'll give you the clue one more time. This is our backwards song contest. What song is it? All right.
Uncle Debbie?
Who is next? Good morning. Uncle. With whom am I speaking?
This is Scott.
Scott, what's the name of that song?
Keep on loving you.
You're a winner!
Yeah, keep on loving you. So you have won tickets for the REO show tomorrow night at Impact and a Seafood Bistro gift card.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. There you go. A nice date there for you. We have to hit the traffic dungeon quickly, then we'll come right back.
Well, a few minutes ago, we had an accident on East Boulevard at Plantation Way. Also, a bit of a fight broke out there. Kind of an accident with a floor show. Use caution while they continue to work that one. We've got four vehicles now in an accident. I-85 southbound. This is going to be just past the East Boulevard overpass. There are four lanes on 85 southbound right there. From left to right, they're going to be in lane two. So your extreme left lane or lanes three and four, center and right lanes are going to be your way around all these vehicles. Please use caution until they can get those out of the roadway. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, I am fresh out of backwards song.
Oh, crap. Ah, damn it.
We're going to have fun. We're going to do a conundrum here. Got a list of the top child stars of all time. And we mentioned, as I search for the damn thing, it's been very chaotic in here this morning. Very busy show.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Jay. Remember that list of child stars that we had earlier?
Oh, crap.
What'd you do with it? I've got it here. Now, you named...
Number one.
Number one.
Chet, what is that pile over there by the Windex?
Oh, over here by the Windex.
What's that?
That's the timeline.
Is that old stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. You've already checked on the thing in front of you, right?
Did it get thrown away with the
Probably other not. There's the song.
No, we're not doing that. That's too easy.
You say that, but I thought the backwards song would go very fast.
By the way, Gmail turns 20 today, and when it first came out on April 1st...
And you still don't have one.
I do. It's gregbudell927@gmail.com.
When did you get this?
I've had it. I didn't realize it.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm still using AOL. I know that's not the hippest thing in the world to do. Hey, you know what I did?
Gmail's not hip anymore.
I had the list, but I had made notes for your follow-up questions on random facts. So here it is. And we identified Shirley Temple as the all-time number one star. You mentioned another name.
Macaulay Culkin.
He was number three. So who's in between Shirley Temple and Macaulay Culkin on that list? 272-9228 is the number to call for REO Speedwagon tickets tomorrow night at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
It's your second chance.
272-9228. Shirley Temple was one. Macaulay Culkin was three. Name the child star that fits in between those two. The only hint I can give you is that not only was she
a child.
Yeah. But as a child, was in one of the all-time cinematic, most beloved classics. 272-9228. We'll be waiting for you.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinnovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations Solutions shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
All right, we are in the middle of a conundrum with our special guest sidekick, Pamela from AMS Studios in Prattville, and we're having a good time.
We're having a good time.
And she will be back with us later in the week. In the meantime, we have a conundrum going. Name the number two childhood actor of all time. Shirley Temple came in first on this. And by the way, this was a scientific study. This wasn't an opinion piece. It's based on a number of factors, a number of television and movie appearances, the box office gross of the movies, etc. Macaulay Culkin came in third. So who's between Shirley Temple and Macaulay Culkin? And Terry, you get first crack at this one.
Would it be Brooke Shields?
Brooke Shields is. Not it. Guess, but that's though. A good guess, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good guess. I wouldn't have thought of her, but yeah.
So next we go to Buddy.
Hey,
I'm going to guess.
Your mouth.
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
You're a winner.
Is the winning answer. So you will be seeing REO Speedwagon tomorrow night at Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
That's weird. It goes Shirley Temple, Judy Garland, then this little white boy from 90s.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
Who really, you know, like Shirley Temple and Judy Garland had great careers as adults. Macaulay Culkin just didn't do much after Home Alone.
But didn't Judy go a little...
She was an alcoholic.
Okay.
And understandably so, because, like...
Whereas Shirley went on to work for the government, right?
She was the United States ambassador to the United Nations, and there was time when people thought she might run for president or Senate, but that wasn't really what she wanted.
So was it Buddy that got that right?
Yes.
Okay, Buddy. I'm going to get his info.
Following Macaulay Culkin at number four was Jodie Foster. I don't think of her as a childhood star.
I said that.
You did?
Well, we did a minute ago, but we didn't know if that was number two, and so we were...
Right. Oh, okay. All right. I missed that. Dakota Fanning came in fifth.
Oh.
Christian Bale was sixth, and Haley Joel Osment seventh. I didn't know Christian Bale did anything as a kid.
None of the Phoenix kids got in there.
Right. I was just thinking that.
Who's talking? Who's this?
We are at 8:38. Please have a good thought, because Rich Thomas has to deal with weather today on his spring break.
Rich Thomas weather!
In Dallas, could be severe. So he's saying, man, have a good thought for me, because he's going in there with an enhanced severe weather risk. And I believe that's the same system that's coming here tomorrow. So let's bring Rich back for an update.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. Today, another dry day. Very warm for the beginning of April, with a high temperature in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy skies. Continued dry through the nighttime hours tonight, low in the mid-60s, so very mild. Tomorrow's high 86, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then breezy and much cooler on Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Friday. We'll go down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever, with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
It is 8:39. Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up.
Well, a few minutes ago, we had an accident on East Boulevard at Plantation Way. Also, a bit of a fight broke out there. Kind of an accident with a floor show. Use caution while they continue to work that one. We've got four vehicles now in an accident. I-85 southbound. This is going to be just past the East Boulevard overpass. There are four lanes on 85 southbound right there. From left to right, they're going to be in lane two. So your extreme left lane, or lanes three and four, center and right lanes, are going to be your way around all these vehicles. Please use caution until they can get those out of the roadway. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs, business or personal. If you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wager bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp. This veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now. 800-565-1688. That's 800-565-1688. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-565-1688 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture. A company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Music and lyrics are simpler than ever. Now meet the hottest new singer, artist, bringing you their collection of pop hits on album, featuring songs like Dance.
Dance, 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 dance. Dance, 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 dance.
And the party song of the summer, Fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
Feel the emotions of affection with Love.
Love. Love, 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 love.
It's new artist, artist, and their new album, Album. Available at store or internet or wherever you stream songs.
Song. Song.
The dust cap is a
some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce Cap Baby!
News Talk 93.1 FM, WAC 845. It's time for today's Morning Maroon nominees, and I'm about to post a video on Facebook. This is one of the most dangerous things I've ever seen. And I was showing it to Pamela and Jay. It was an egg drop yesterday by a helicopter at ground level. You see this thing come in. It's near a playground. Look at this. It's like, I'm surprised. It made me think of that Twilight Zone movie where Vic Morrow and the kid.
Wait, is that a real helicopter.
Is
that a radio controlled
helicopter? No, that is a real helicopter being flown by real idiots. And they're dropping 10,000 plastic eggs, which is great for the kids.
Oh, my gosh.
As long as you don't decapitate any of them. So you'll be able to look at that on my Facebook page.
They scare me. Helicopters are so unpredictable.
I like them for sightseeing, but that's about it.
You ain't lived until you've been in one of those old...
I know, the bubble ones.
The bubble ones. And the only thing next to you is air. And you're looking straight down, and downtown Miami did that. They did a lot of helicopters.
They're good for visibility, but they're not...
They're so affected by so many factors.
I know, and if anything fails, it just drops.
Yes. One of the TV stations in Miami invited some of the morning guys to be guest traffic reporters. And this is before I got sober. I went down there, man, I must have been reeking. We go up, I pull it together, we do a great job, and then the pilot... It was a Bell Ranger, which is a really nice helicopter. And he gets a report from the newsroom saying, oh, there's a body that just floated up, which is like nothing new in Miami, at the Intracoastal. Please get some video. So this guy says, I used to be a Vietnam pilot, so don't be nervous here. And he pushes the nose down, literally. We're at like a 45-degree angle. And the gravity on the beeline to the Intracoastal Waterway. I'm very lucky I did not embarrass myself that day. All right, we have to find that idiot. We have a couple of them, actually. Here is a 9-year-old kid in California who led police on a short car chase because he was trying to drive to school.
Several other officers showed up as well, and it was kind of like one of those no one really believed it kind of thing. So several other officers did show up to the scene just to see it, in fact that it was a 9-year-old driving the vehicle. A few seconds later, I did notice a little head bopping inside. Made it approach, and as I was approaching, I could see a kid, which turned out to be a 9-year-old child, sticking his head out saying, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get to school.
I'm sure they had questions for that kid.
What are you, 9 years old? In fourth grade.
In this case, it's true. But he's not the maroon. Where were mom and dad? Why were the car keys available to this kid? These are questions that demand to be asked. Next up, we have this drunk woman on an American Airlines flight who did not like being questioned by cops. In fact, insulted their manhood, their salary, their hire.
You're under arrest for PI.
Okay, now you're under arrest.
Yeah.
What did I do exactly?
You're under arrest for public intoxication.
What did I do? Stop!
All right.
Stop!
I'm charging with resistance.
I have a recording! Pieces of mediocre you're lucky. You make yourself feel good, making 60 grand a year.
Yes.
You feel good. Your wife with your 5-inch.
Are you done yet?
Yeah. Stand up.
Okay, stand up.
Angela Nicole Killian is her name, and I'm sure they'll have to take her back to the airport to repaint the walls because that voice would have peeled it down to the core. And then we have another incident involving a 30-year-old man in Washington who robbed a Walgreens. He was chased down by police on horses, which makes him unique, not necessarily stupid. But I guess he thought he would be able to get away with it because there were no cops in cars.
Mm-hmm.
He took $230 worth of stuff, tried to make a run for it, but the cops run him right away, and they galloped up from behind, just like an old Western when they apprehend the bad guy. The police yelled they were the law, that he was being detained. Eventually, they got down and cuffed him. Would have been better if they could have just thrown a lasso.
I was about to say, they just, you know, rodeo him.
They should have went for
down.
It.
Yeah.
And just like this bit woman here, he was...
Was he publicly intoxicated as well?
Shrieking profanities. That's always a good way to, you know, when you're in trouble with the police, the best thing you can do is insult them.
Right. Just give it to them.
Yeah.
They love that.
Yeah, exactly. You'll get a much better treatment from them when you do that. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
I'm going with the airport lady.
Yeah, but, I am too. But Pam, you have a vote.
I think the airport lady.
All right, it's unanimous.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
She's an ultramaroon, all right.
But I love how people who are against the gambling, and I don't know where you stand on this, Pamela, but I love how people who are against the gambling here in Alabama talk about, well, it's gonna do this, you know, it's gonna ruin some people's lives, and it's gonna do all this. And it's like, look, alcohol takes that place perfectly fine, and you have no problem with trying to get that thing out of the
alcohol, you know? Destroys right. More lives and costs us as a country more than any other drug out there, including, you know, fentanyl, all the illegal ones and the narcotics. Far more societal damage than any of them. And you don't see anybody. Well, we tried prohibition once. Maybe we learned.
Just give us gambling and weed.
Yeah.
Please.
Let's talk about Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. John Ingram, you know, it's still one of the great family dealerships. There's still some left here in the world. And the Ingram family has been proudly serving the River region for so long. And with the pre-owned vehicles, nobody's done a better job, A, of finding them, because they have more cars under 20,000 than anybody else, but taking every available step to make sure that they are reliable, that you can shop with confidence. And to that extent, they now offer the Select Used Cars. These qualify because they have certified warranties backed by Nissan's Certified Select program. That includes all models, Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, all with a factory warranty. Each car has to pass an 84-point multi-engine inspection by certified techs to ensure it meets the manufacturer's original standards. So they take the guesswork out of it. Your certified pre-owned vehicle is inspected, reconditioned, comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and limited warranty, which also includes 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement for the duration of that warranty period. Plus, you get the Carfax Vehicle History Report, so you know the vehicle's entire history. They're all available for your perusal at jackingramselect.com. All you have to worry about is whether the car is right for you, the family, a new driver, or your business. And with 25 lending partners, they will get you into something you will love to drive from Jack Ingram Select. Our final traffic update at 8:52.
Traffic is still pretty busy all over the area. I-65 and 85, mostly moderate to heavy at times traffic through the interchange. Got a good bit of traffic coming out of Wetumpka on 231. Troy Highway busy. And we had an accident earlier on I-85 southbound. It is right past the East Boulevard overpass. They've got those vehicles off on the left side of the roadway. Watch out for them as you pass. Traffic beginning to get back to normal there after a big slowdown. Buckle up. Be safe. We will keep you updated. Trenum State offers a wide range of scholarships to fund your education for students like you. Unlock your potential at Trenum State. Apply at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Unfortunately, this year's Masters Golf Tournament has been canceled. April Fools. It begins next week. The Masters on CBS.
I can do a golf voice.
Sorry.
I wasn't
laughing at your golf voice.
I hear laughter.
Yeah, we were just talking about Pamela's weekend. Oh. Do you? So, in between breaks here, talking to her about not just her weekend, but coming in today, what she's got going on later today, led into what she did this weekend. It's a miracle that she is here this morning.
Busy.
She was in North Carolina for the entire weekend visiting family?
Family.
Family. Visiting family.
Yeah.
And who is listening to us right now.
Awesome.
What is her name? Well, you said you were going to jump into this, and now you're not.
It's Kelly.
Okay. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, North Carolina.
Thank you for listening there. But yeah, went on a trip to North Carolina, got back. What time last night did you get back?
Like 7:38.
Yeah, and then got up, came here, now is going back home after this. Got to switch some cars around because somebody's in a rental.
I have to get a rental.
And she's got to, okay. It's just amazing that she's here.
I stay busy.
Well, I mean, I did go to New Orleans and drive back yesterday, and I'm here.
New Orleans is how far, how long?
It's about the same.
It's about the same? About 5 hours?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? It's about five. Yeah. How long was the Florida thing? Eight. That was eight.
No. Florida was 10.5 hours on the road.
Ten, okay.
Except for one time I had to be on the air here this afternoon. I pulled in the lot at 2:57. 8 hours and 40 minutes.
Straight drive.
Yes. Oh, God. I'm lucky.
And you'll never do that again.
Never.
Yeah.
By the way, since Pamela joined us from AMS Studios in Prattville, AMS-studios.com online, I printed up this. I'm going to give you this to take with you.
Okay.
It's called The Ick, 30 Things That Women Do That Make Them Less Attractive to Guys.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'd like you to take that, and when you have a moment,
okay,
with a cup of coffee, pick out some that really jump out at you.
Okay. Because I think I started reading this somewhere, actually.
We can offer you some consultation services. Of course, you do that. That's what you do at AMS.
30 things women...
make men and women feel better and look better.
Do that makes...
even me.
Huh. All right.
I mean, it's been a long time since I looked in the mirror, and it broke.
I just avoid them.
No, I'm 35 pounds, man. I'm happy.
I am so grateful that mirror fogs up when I get out of the shower.
So we will look forward to that. And again, I gave the web address amish-studios.com, but a number, anything else you want to mention in 30 seconds that we have left?
Follow us on Facebook. AMS Studios. You can call and book appointments, book consultations at 334-730-1268. But you can do that on the website or through Facebook also if you're interested in anything. We do head to toe, full body, aesthetic, skin, hair, nails, massage.
It's an awesome place.
We cover everything.
We love it.
It's a one-stop shop.
We thank you for joining us today, and we will see you on Friday.
Thank